You are listening to a sermon recorded in 2007 at the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only and may not be copied, broadcast, or be distributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org.
God in His grace has given us the words of the Bible in which are recorded many simple prayers. As well, generations of Christians have written prayers for all ages and all situations in our lives. Many are simple prayers. Some were written particularly for children. We were fortunate to be exposed to these from early childhood. Simple, wonderful melodies were added to some. One in particular, I fondly remember my mother singing with us. She would come upstairs and sitting at our bedside would sing, Müde bin ich, geh zurück, schließe meine Augen zu. We'll sing it now. Ruth, would you mind playing? And if you have the words, there's some of you have the words. If you like to sing in German, do so. If not, there's an English version there as well, even though the translation doesn't fit exactly. Childhood prayers may be different. Saying the Lord's Prayer was a practice in our home and at church. In some classes, it was part of the morning devotional at school as well. It is a simple prayer which becomes more beautiful when in song. We sang it this morning in one version. This week, while watching President Ford's funeral on TV, we heard it sung beautifully by Denise Graves. The words of the Lord's Prayer are sometimes a part of my prayers. It focuses my thoughts on my prayer experience. Quoting Richard J. Foster in his book on prayer, he says, simple prayer is bringing ourselves before God just as we are. Our needs, our wants, our concerns dominate our prayers, thoughts, and words. Simple prayer is the most common form of prayer in the Bible. There is little that is magnanimous about our faith heroes who journey across the pages of Scripture. Think of Moses complaining to God about his stiff-necked and erstwhile followers. Why have I not found favor in your sight that you lay the burden of all this people on me? Did I conceive all this people? Did I give birth to them that you should say to me, carry them in your bosom as nurse carries a sucking child to the land that you promised on earth, on oath to their ancestors. Numbers 11:12. Also Moses interceding before God on behalf of a stubborn and disobedient Israel. But now, if you will only forgive them their sin, but if not, blot me out of the book that you have written. Exodus 32:32. Or look into the heart of the psalmist, crying out, Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all day long. Psalms 119:97. Foster counsels us to learn to pray, even if we're dwelling on evil. We should talk to God about our anger, our lust, our pride, our greed, our ambition, our disappointments. We need not isolate these things from prayer. In simple prayer, the good, the bad, and the ugly are all mixed together. God is perfectly capable of handling our anger, our frustration, and our disappointment. C.S. Lewis counsels us to lay before him what is in us, not what ought to be in us. Don Chapman says, pray as you can, not as you can't. Foster counsels us again, we will discover that praying, we learn to pray. In the beginning, we are indeed the subject and the center of our prayers. But in God's time and in God's way, a revolution takes place in our heart. We pass from thinking of God as a part of our life to the realization that we are a part of His life. Wondrously and mysteriously, God moves from the periphery of our prayer experience to the very center. A conversion of the heart takes place, a transformation of the spirit. With simple prayer, our faith will grow. With simple prayer, our faith will mature.
The prayer of examine, since you haven't seen it written down, the word is spelled E-X-A-M-E-N, not examine like an examination. And it comes from a Latin word that means the weight indicator or a balance scale. So it conveys the idea of an accurate assessment of a true situation. And according to the Dominican Sisters in Springfield, Illinois, the prayer of examine is an examination of our lives, a way of honestly assessing our lives in the light of God's mercy. This prayer focuses our reflection on a narrow time span, perhaps the previous day or week. It is not intended to be a tallying of failures and successes, but an assessment of how we have lived in union with God. Richard Foster talks about two aspects of this prayer of examine. The examine of consciousness, through which we discover how God has been present to us throughout the day, and how we have responded to His loving presence. And the examine of consciousness. The examine of conscience, in which we uncover those areas that need cleansing, purifying, and healing. He says, in the examine of consciousness, we prayerfully reflect on the thoughts, feelings, and actions of our days to see how God has been at work among us and how we responded. In the examine of conscience, we are inviting the Lord to search our hearts to the depths. We do not do this alone. God is with us in the examine, revealing things to us that we've forgotten or chosen to overlook, preventing us from one extreme of self-justification and protecting us from the other of self-flagellation. I remember from childhood being taught to have a prayer time at night before going to bed, and it was a time to confess our sins and to think back over the day and confess what we had done wrong. But this concept of having God's mercy be present with us as we're engaging in the prayer of examine gives it a new flavor, and I think is a much more gentle way of thinking about it. Earlier in this service, we read the first 18 verses of Psalm 139. Verses 23 and 24 were not included in the reading, but they're very appropriate for the prayer of examine. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Madame Guyon warns us of depending on the diligence of our own scrutiny rather than on God for the discovery and knowledge of our sin. If the examination is solely a self-examination, we will always end up with excessive praise or blame. But under the searchlight of the great physician, we can expect only good always. The prayer of examine produces within us the priceless grace of self-knowledge. Nowadays, we tend to value technical knowledge and consider the search for self-knowledge to be a hedonistic pursuit. But in the past, people knew that an unexamined life is not worth living. Socrates left us with the famous dictum, know thyself. Through faith, self-knowledge leads us to a self-acceptance and a self-love that draw their life from God's acceptance and love. Saint Teresa of Avila said, along this path of prayer, self-knowledge and the thought of one's sins is the bread with which all palates must be fed, no matter how delicate they may be. They cannot be sustained without this bread. Think of keep this image of bread in your mind, because I will refer back to it later when I introduce a brief little book that is a wonderful introduction to the prayer of examine. It's called Sleeping with Bread, Holding What God Gives You Life, Holding What Gives You Life. Recall the story of Jacob's encounter with God in his sleep at Bethel in Genesis 28. When he awoke from his dream with the angels ascending and descending the ladder, he said, "Surely God is in this place, and I was not aware of it." The prayer of examine is supposed to hold both the gratitude and the confession sides of the I missed noticing God in that experience. If you had a time when you look back over a day and realized, oh, God was there and I wasn't aware of it at the time. That's what the prayer of examine is for, is to be, train ourselves to become more aware of God's presence during the day. Sleeping with Bread starts with an introduction as to why they've chosen the title of this book. And I'm just going to read, it's brief, I'm going to read this. During the bombing raids of World War II, thousands of children were orphaned and left to starve. The fortunate ones were rescued and placed in refugee camps, where they received food and good care. But many of these children who had lost so much could not sleep at night. They feared waking up to find themselves once again homeless and without food. Nothing seemed to reassure them. Finally, someone hit upon the idea of giving each child a piece of bread to hold at bedtime. Holding their bread, these children could finally sleep in peace. All through the night, the bread reminded them, "Today I ate, and I will eat again tomorrow." The book introduces the prayer of examine in a slightly different way from the way Richard Foster does. They suggest, at the end of the day, taking about 5 minutes and asking yourself two questions. For what moment today am I most grateful? And for what moment today am I least grateful? There are many other ways to ask those same questions. These are some alternatives they suggest. When did I give and receive the most love today? When did I give and receive the least love today? When did I feel the most alive today? When did I most feel life draining out of me? When did I have the greatest sense of belonging to myself, others, God, and the universe? When did I have the least sense of belonging? When was I happiest today? When was I saddest? What was today's high point? What was today's low point? If you live together with a family or in community, share the answers to these questions with each other. The benefits of the prayer of examine are that it makes us aware of the moments that at first we might easily pass by as insignificant, moments that ultimately can give direction for our lives. It can help us in discernment when we are trying to decide what to do with our lives or have a major decision to make. If we spend a month focusing each day on what gave us life and what drained life, we will know what we should do more of and what we should do less of. The will of God is that we give and receive more love and more life. I'm going to going to leave you with, I'll have some of these up at the front that you can take with you afterwards, a little brochure called The Prayer of Examine that's put out by the Brotherhood of Hope. And it gives 5 steps for the Prayer of Examine. First is thanksgiving for your life in God and for the events of the day. Second is petition for light. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring light that you would be able to see what He wants you to see. Third, review of God's presence or absence. Don't try to go over every minute of the day, but take your time and rely on the Holy Spirit to enlighten your memory. Look over the major experiences of the day and your responses to them. Focus on 1 or 2 experiences that stand out. Susan Phillips suggests that it's helpful to review your day in reverse, because that breaks us out of that narrative thrust which makes us miss God in our moments. Ask yourself what interior moods, feelings, urges, and reactions or emotions or thought patterns are associated with the experiences. Consider whether these affective moments and or thoughts are movements from God, movements that come from God or lead towards God, or are they not from God or lead away from God? In particular, look for these 2 things which St. Ignatius described in his spiritual exercises. They are known as consolations and desolations. Consolations are those things which involve increased love for God, hope, charity towards others, sorrow for sin, interior joy, quiet, peace, movement towards God, a sense of hopeful purpose, a sense of not being self-absorbed. And spiritual desolations are the opposite. They are darkness of soul, unrest, being self-focused, a desire for base things, a lack of confidence, lack of faith or hope or love, slothfulness, dryness, sadness, weight, separation from God, or thoughts that lead away from God. Then 4th step is a personal response, which is to cling to the truth of God's love for you, loving care for you, and pray against any sense of desolation. If you've been neglectful or sinful in any way, ask for forgiveness and ask for the help needed and the patience needed so that this desolation may not influence your daily decisions. And in times of consolation, thank God for His blessings, acknowledging that they are gifts from Him, and ask that He might continue to show you His love and allow you to effectively be His witness in your present circumstances and in the future. And finally, the 5th step is to look forward. What can you learn from your experiences? Anticipate situations that may be difficult and pray for the grace needed. I've been using this Prayer of Examine as my nighttime ritual before going to bed for the past year or so. It is a wonderful way to go to sleep, clinging to the bread of God's presence in my day. When I don't remember to pray back over my day to remember His loving presence, I am starving for it. But the Prayer of Examine, regularly practiced, is slowly training me to become more aware of His presence every day. Examine also helps me to see where my temptations are. It's a gentle way of doing confession. Rather than solitarily berating myself over my sins and shortcomings, I can see them in the light and presence of God's love. I invite you to give the Prayer of Examine a try for the next month and see whether it makes a difference in your relationship with God.